Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. A man who drank 21 cans of energy drinks a week, or about 3 a day, over a 20-year period. He also had a fear of going to the dentist. Long story short, he lost 10 teeth. Now, he blames the energy drinks, not his avoiding going to the dentist. You be the judge. Now, either way, $9,000 later, he's replaced his missing teeth with veneers. Now, not to be outdone, a young kid, he lost all of his teeth due to severe decay, not because of energy drinks, but because he just never brushed his teeth. His mother never enforced it. In the end, he lost his teeth, and that's why his teeth were black before they fell out. Now, look, nobody wants to lose their teeth, but you know what's actually worse than losing your teeth, and you don't think about this enough, finding teeth. A man claims to have found a human tooth in his McDonald's sausage McMuffin. And apparently, they did testing. He was absolutely true. But this happened in Japan. So the muffin part is made in Japan. The meat is made in the U.S. They're not sure if the tooth traveled from the U.S. or if it came from Japan. I swear to God, that's where they are with their investigation. Either way, it's not a good look. But teeth. We've all got them, even if you don't have all of them. And we don't give them too much thought until something bad or weird happens. Like a 72-year-old man who swallowed his own dentures during surgery. The doctors didn't realize it, never lodged in his throat for 8 days. There's a story of an Uber driver who was bitten by his passenger in an unprovoked attack. An intern at a New York City law firm. She was fired after biting multiple coworkers. Something of note, it was her first day. And maybe the craziest story that I've ever heard involves a man who sawed through duct tape to escape his kidnapper. Now, what did he use to saw through the duct tape? He used his own teeth that had been torn out previously with pliers by those very kidnappers. Now, we'll share that story with you coming up. But first, we want to hear from you. Today, we're talking teeth. Everybody's got stories. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,454. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we are joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show. Today on Sit and Spin, the 10 best hair metal ballads of all times.
Hey,
now, the way this goes down is Mike has picked 10 different hair metal bands.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's going to give us the band. Then we're going to try to figure out in our own brain, if we can remember, what was their biggest ballad?
It's kind of tough to do. Because one thing about hair metal, when it was at the top, every album that any hair metal band put out had a ballad. So if they put out 10 albums, guaranteed to have at least 10 ballads, right?
Think about like Home Sweet Home for Motley Crue.
Right.
There's a ballad right there. Journey was famous for their ballads, but they weren't exactly a hair metal band.
Yeah, they were kind of like a hair ballad band.
Yeah, but in the days of videos, bands would come out with a heater. They would come out with their big...
Well, they rock.
Their big rocking song. And then the next song. I mean, it was just like
guaranteed.
A mathematical formula.
Oh, yeah. Every time. Every band.
Next song would be a ballad. Maybe with the exception of White Line. I don't remember the song before When the Children Cry, but...
Did they have a rocking song, quote-unquote? Not saying whether it was good, but I feel like all the hair metal bands, you're right, during the MTV years, it was a guarantee. Hey, put out the tune that the dudes are going to like, and then put out a song the chicks are going to like. Yeah. And it was a winning formula.
Yeah. Extreme put out Wholehearted.
Mm-hmm.
They were rocking on that song.
More Than Words.
And then More Than Words was the next song.
And you knew they were serious because they played an acoustic guitar and sat on stools. That was the 80s way of saying.
And it was a black and white video.
But remember, and that was huge. And if you were a pop band and wanted people to know you're serious, you hired a bunch of basically African backup singers. Paul Simon, Dolly Parton, right? And that way you knew, like, oh, they're being serious.
All right.
Yeah.
Sit and Spin coming up with the 10 best hair metal ballads of all times on the way at 4:30. What else we have? A little programming note. This is pretty exciting news, to be honest with you. Thursday on the program, we expect to be talking to the one and only Dan Patrick from the Dan Patrick Show, talking a little bit of NFL playoff football, obviously, as the Seahawks are in action on Saturday. So hopefully we'll get to Dan Patrick on the program on Thursday to talk sports and whatever else comes to mind. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And today we're going to talk about teeth, of all things. And very rarely have we just brought up specifically talking about teeth. Most people do have issues with their teeth. They have situations that go down, whether it's your teeth, someone else's teeth, if you've been bitten by a dog, their teeth.
Anything.
Whatever the deal is, teeth are a part of our life. So we start with a story about a man, and this is crazy.
This is insane.
Who used his own teeth, torn out with pliers, to escape kidnappers. He's a New York man, and he was kidnapped, which has got to be horrible, Steve. And tortured by a former friend. And he testified that his captor, who was put away for decades, was a man named Shaw Powell, 36 years old. And he was convicted of kidnapping and torture last month, 2 years after he held Jomeel Brown hostage in a shed in upstate New York and viciously, viciously tortured him. Brown testified at the trial, recounting his ordeal at the hands of Powell. And he says he beat him with metal poles. He bit him. He burned him with cigarettes while he was unconscious. Powell duct taped Brown's wrists to his ankles. But The most horrifying detail Brown described in court was how Powell pulled out his two front teeth with pliers in a grotesque moment of necessity. Brown said he got his hands on one of the extracted teeth and used it to saw through the duct tape, which gave him the ability to escape.
There's your silver lining.
Powell also took the stand and testified that Brown's injuries were due to a fistfight the man had over a drug deal. Prosecutor said he lied while under oath. Now, before sentencing, a prosecutor stated that Powell was a man who was not at all prepared to accept what he did to another human being. When Powell heard the guilty verdict against him, he lost his cool and punched a wall. Before going to trial...
Did he think there was going to be some other outcome to this?
Oh, he rejected a plea deal that would have sent him to just to 10 years in prison.
That's it.
His defense attorneys asked the judge not to impose a longer sentence because he opted to go to trial. The judge was unmoved by the request, saying, "This sentence is not punishing Mr. Powell for going to trial. It is punishing Mr. Powell for the completely barbaric assault on Mr. Brown." Powell was then sentenced to 50 years in prison instead of the plea deal where he could have taken 10 years.
Which is ridiculous anyway.
Yeah.
That is insane. Wow. Now we get into things that can cause your teeth to go bad. And an insurance broker whose teeth rotted away when he drank 3 energy drinks a day, which does not sound like a lot, had about a $12,000 transformation in Turkey. Nicholas Mudford got hooked on the drink 20 years ago because he liked the taste, and it was fashionable. Soon, though, he was drinking 21 cans a week, and 2 of his front teeth eventually fell out, while 4 of his back ones snapped.
Jesus.
The 39-year-old also had a fear of the dentist, had not been in for a checkup in decades. He flew to Turkey last month to have his teeth replaced with a full set of veneers, setting him back the $12,000. People do go to Turkey for a lot of different things. Is that where you said, Ted, people go for a lot to...
For hair transplants.
For hair transplants as well. I wonder what's going on in Turkey with all this stuff.
It saves money.
Because it's the same process. It's mostly cosmetic.
If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. Medicine is medicine. It's the exact same procedure. They just don't charge outrageous fees.
People do it in Mexico, too.
Absolutely.
I had a cousin went down there years ago to get a stomach surgery. And then I have a buddy that went down there and got teeth.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
I don't know what you call it.
Veneers?
I don't know if they're veneers. They put in new ones. I don't know. They look great.
Okay. Yeah. Nicholas said it was the best thing he's ever done. I've been drinking energy drinks for around 20 years, and it absolutely ruined my teeth.
You also did not go to the dentist for decades. Yep. I'm not saying the energy drinks did not contribute to the decay, but he's like, dude, be careful with energy drinks. Or go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. My back teeth were damaged from playing sports in school and being kicked. I have a massive fear of the dentist from being a kid. My dentist had massive hands, and it was horrible having them in my mouth. So I stopped going. I didn't brush my teeth regularly either, though.
Okay, but it's the energy drinks.
Yeah. One day I was driving to work, and my front tooth fell out, and it was the final straw, he said.
Yeah, look, I'm sure the energy drinks didn't help, I'm with you. If you've never been to the dentist in years, and you don't brush...
Yeah. I mean, look, and he... We've heard plenty about energy drinks. Yes, they're not working wonders for your teeth. This is understood. But again, if you don't go to the dentist and you don't brush, I don't care what you're doing. Your teeth are going to fall out of your freaking head.
Yeah. The big one is, you got to brush your teeth.
Just brush. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't want to go to the dentist, brush your damn teeth.
I realize I shouldn't be looking like that. I'm established in my job. I'm not living on the breadline, but I look unemployed. I look like a bum. So he flew to Turkey where he had 10 teeth extracted. 6 implants, 2 sinus lifts, a bone graft, and a full set of veneers. He said it would have cost around probably $18,000 to have the same procedure in England. He said the treatment has been life-changing, as he's able to confidently smile in photos. He did give up energy drinks a year ago and has learned to take care of his veneers. Life is loads better because I'm so much more confident. I hated my teeth. Always angled myself away when I was having photos so they couldn't be seen. Now I'm smiling all the time, constantly taking photos. I pretty well look like a different person. What they've done is amazing. I don't need to go to the dentist now, but I'll go to Turkey every 2 years to have my gums checked. I brush them properly.
Yeah.
I messed up my real teeth, so I need to take care of them because they're paid for. He's sharing a story to encourage others to avoid energy drinks. He added, drinks really messed up my teeth. If I see someone drinking an energy drink, I tell them not to do it. Which seems a little intrusive.
Tell them to brush.
I used to.
Again, it's like we always say. You wake up the next day, you're completely hungover. Maybe you're still drunk, and we're like, shouldn't have done that last shot. Which somehow qualifies the 15 shots and 45 beers you had up until that quote-unquote last shot.
Yeah.
Same thing with this guy. It's like, look, no one's going to argue whether or not energy drinks are good for your teeth. But again, you did not go to the dentist for, quote, decades, and you don't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
That has more to do it than the freaking energy drink.
Right. Right. I know people that still drink them every day, and they don't have teeth falling out.
I bet you they brush their teeth.
100%.
Yeah. Goes a long way. Yeah.
I, as a kid, I don't know if I was 8 or 9 years old. I do have a memory of this. But my buddy Jeff and I had one tooth was just wiggling like crazy.
Yeah.
And back in the day, and I don't know where this came from. I have no idea what the deal was, where what story this was in, what movie this was from. I'm not sure. But the idea was that there was this old wives' tale that you could get rid of one of your teeth if you tied a fishing string around it.
Oh, and tied it to the door.
And tied it to the doorknob.
Oh, it's not a wives' tale.
Yeah, it works. So me and my buddy Jeff, we determined that on this teeth, which was pretty loose in my mouth, that this is going to be, because I kept playing with it all the time. He's like, yeah, let's just do the fishing line thing. All right, so we get the fishing line around the tooth. Jeff slams the door. Turns out it was, he tied the wrong tooth. It was one of my It was one of my adult teeth, which is pretty well anchored in.
Yeah.
All right, but my head went flying, and we looked, and I was like, dude, that's the wrong tooth. I mean, it's the wiggly one.
Right.
It's the one that's fallen out. So he retied the other tooth and slammed the door. That thing went flying.
Yeah.
It took us about 5 minutes to find the tooth because we didn't know where it shot to. We also did it in my bedroom, which had a kind of more of a shag carpet.
Oh, yeah. Makes it tough.
This thing goes flying, but it was one of those moments where, and then I don't think it was really ready, so it just bled for like an hour. Like it was on the cusp of, but I did keep that tooth. I mean, why not? It was one of my last baby teeth. It was just hanging in there, and that was one of the first memories I had, and that was my last tooth fairy visit, so to speak.
Yeah, that's why it's important to find it.
Yes.
My daughter melted down the last tooth that she lost, all right? So the tooth fairy is still in play. And many times, I heard this from the tooth fairy anyway. The kid wakes up in the middle of the night, say it's 12:30 at night. They had been asleep, and they wake up to let you know, hey, this tooth fell out. Do you think the tooth fairy is going to make it here in the morning? And I remember the tooth fairy actively looking at the clock above the television set and said, yeah, the tooth fairy will probably be here before you wake up in the morning. She went back to bed. Now, the tooth fairy told me that when they looked in their pouch of money, the smallest bill they had was a $20 bill. And they believed that that tooth is nowhere worth $20. So the tooth fairy had to hop in the car, go to the local gas station. And I did not know the tooth fairy smoked until this moment. Bought a couple packs of smokes, got the change.
Yeah.
And then that's the change that made it under the pillow. One of her other teeth, she had lost her tooth. We had told her to put it under her pillow, and somehow she lost, right? It was not under her pillow. I don't know if she dropped it on the floor, whatever. But she dropped into a panic. Her belief was like, hey, the tooth fairy knows if you've lost a tooth, but if the tooth was not there for them to collect, I guess something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this went to like DEFCON 5 in the house. And again, the tooth fairy was very tired at this point. Did not feel like dealing with this. So I said, I'll tell you what. Maybe you write a note for the tooth fairy. I mean, she's like almost in tears. And I'm like, hey, look, I've met the tooth fairy. He's a good guy. I thought it was a girl. She's a great lady. Can you write a note that just says, I can't find a tooth? Leave that under your pillow. And I get the feeling the tooth fairy will leave you money. Oddly enough, once again, did you know the tooth fairy had to run around the corner to the gas station to buy cigarettes again? Not because the tooth fairy wanted to smoke, of course.
No, she smokes.
She does smoke. Kids, the tooth fairy smokes. Don't get on her about it.
Snoopers.
To get change. And at some point, the tooth fairy said to their spouse, I'm tired of this tooth fairy, yes.
Right.
Like, this is not giving the money, but just the idea. Now, like, I always have 20s.
Yeah. Now, I don't believe that there are any baby teeth listeners to this program.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't believe that we have any listeners that really have still their baby teeth in.
Baby teeth are out by like, what, 7 or 8?
Yeah, by 7 or 8.
Yeah, around
so,
there.
So in this instance, so if you are in your car with someone who still gets visits from the Tooth Fairy, do me a favor real quick for 60 seconds, turn your radio down. Are we there? Are you good? Did you turn it down? Listen to this one. For 2 decades, a pediatric dentist in Seattle has quietly answered thousands of emails as the Tooth Fairy. Keeping childhood magic alive for kids and sometimes for grown-ups, too. Dr. Purva Merchant's journey into the side gig began in 2004 when a quirky email address created by her now husband as a way to more easily corral information related to our dental school applications, received a message addressed to the Tooth Fairy. It asked her to explain why she had missed Callum's house for two nights in a row. The message, sent to a realistic-sounding email address by a forgetful parent who was trying to appease the kid, not knowing that Merchant was actually on the receiving end. Now, as the New York Times report, Merchant sent a response and embraced the role that organically developed. She asked the paper to withhold her email address so she doesn't get swamped, but admits it's pretty easy to guess. She responds now to 3 to 5 messages a day, crafting gentle reassurances for disappointed or skeptical kids around the globe who've been stiffed by the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she sent about 6,000 responses over the years. Her replies are part logical, part whimsical. When asked what she looked like, she explains she looks like a fairy. And each message ends the same with a signature of encouragement. Happy growing up.
All right.
So if you didn't know it, the Tooth Fairy lives in Seattle.
And reads your emails.
Exactly.
Who knew, man?
So our question, how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Going on a slingshot ride that sends you into the air at intense speeds is a nerve-wracking enough, but for James Dunham, the experience was worsened when he lost his front tooth in the process. Luckily, though, for the internet, the whole thing was captured on video.
Yay!
Now, they say, like all rides in the slingshot, the footage was uploaded to the Daytona Slingshots Facebook page, where actually you can go there and watch the experience. After being noticed and posted on TikTok, the clip has amassed over 1.5 million likes. The clip sees the coach screaming alongside one of his cheer team students at the Daytona Beach ride before his fake front tooth unexpectedly falls out of his mouth. Shock visibly sets into Dunham, who stops screaming or smiling, but not for long. After a while, he turns to the girl and says, "You want to hear something really crazy?" Although she says no.
I love that.
He continues,
"No.
I got fake teeth. and they just flew out when I yelled. The girl, who is clearly entertained by the situation, begins hysterically laughing when he smiles, showing her his new lack of front teeth. "You don't have teeth," she says, in between laughs. "No," he says. She asks the question we're all thinking and says, "Where did it go? Why didn't you take it out before you went?" she continued. He says, "Because I've never had that happen before." With partial fake teeth ranging on average between $700 and $3,000, it became one expensive slingshot ride. Now, they say, although most have mistaken the encounter for a date gone wrong, Dunham confirmed the whole cheer team were waiting on the ground along with everyone's parents. He also confirmed that he has since received a new tooth to replace the lost one. He said he managed to lose his own teeth in the first place, saying, "I was in the sixth grade. We're playing basketball at recess, and I was running for a loose ball and just got shoved in the back. And when I got shoved, I went face first into the bleachers."
That'll do it. Ooh.
So our question, how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, JB. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hola.
Hola.
All right, so kind of a perfect timing for this. I had an abscess tooth the week before the Super Bowl. And I went to my dentist, and he said, "I can't pull this until you take a whole round of antibiotics. And that means you can't have even so much as a sniff of alcohol for the next 7 days. Right before the Super Bowl."
And I'm assuming that you're also in a lot of pain at this time, right?
Oh, my God. I actually was in a class, and I walked to the front to the teacher and said, "I'm leaving."
I get it, man.
Said, "Why?" And I said, I my head is going to explode.
Yeah, I think toothaches are some of the most unbearable pain, but you had to wait a week before they would do it. What? Why did you have to wait? I've had one emergency tooth extraction. It was on a weekend, and I've been in crippling pain like you were for a couple of days. My wife, as wives do, was finally like, "Go get this S checked out." My buddy, and this was at night too, so my buddy knows a dentist very well, Batman. Somehow made this call. This woman agreed. She was not my normal dentist. She agreed to come in. I had to go to Magnolia, and she extracted the tooth that night. She's the one who wouldn't let me keep my tooth.
I am.
But she extracted my tooth that night, but I did not have to wait a week. It was just, let's go.
How old were you when this happened?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
How old were you when this went down?
Oh, God. Probably mid-20s.
Okay.
Maybe. It was a long time ago, but... I mean, like, they told me I had to go through a whole round of antibiotics because the thing was so infected that if they would have pulled it, it would have just caused even more problems.
And
so,
what exactly? I mean, yeah, I hear an abscess tooth. I know it's negative. I know that it is bad. But what actually has happened to the tooth for it to be called abscess?
It's infected. It's just like it's just this big glob of bad, you know, juju in your mouth.
And it's what, under the gum line at the roots, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. And it was the exact back tooth. It wasn't my, my wisdom tooth, but it was the one right in front of that. And it was awful.
Did you get it done?
It was terrible.
Or did you push it off because of the Super Bowl?
No. I got it done.
All right.
I sat by myself in a lazy boy chair watching the Super Bowl in the dark. I think it was the year that the Bills missed the freaking field goal right at the end.
Oh, that was their first. Yeah, the
Giants
Bills
won.
Yep. That was their first shot.
Yeah.
Right, no, Scott Norwood.
Nasty. Norwood.
Norwood missed it right. Yep. I remember that.
Damn.
But I was. Yeah.
Have you had your wisdom teeth pulled out?
Oh yeah. I went to an army doctor who pulled my teeth out. He had his own practice, but he had been an army doctor up until this point.
Okay.
So I was awake during the entire procedure. The anesthesias were all local.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in with pliers, and he went
and
in...
And a chisel?
Yeah.
And a hammer?
Yeah, like a screwdriver. Because some just come out on their own. Others need to be cracked and taken out in pieces.
And you can hear him twisting the bone in your skull.
And the first one needed to be cracked. And, you know, I was hoping he could just pull it out. And goes through the process, gets this entire thing out, and I'm praying to God. that the next one comes out. And it did. And right. I was like, thank God. Then he goes to the top. And three out of the four teeth needed to be chiseled out.
Yeah, just the sound.
Not only that, but I have another molar that is up in my jawline. So I had a fifth molar that is still stuck in my cheek.
I'd say all of my wisdom teeth are stuck in my face. Right? So they do the x-rays every time, and they say, we know you have not had your wisdom teeth taken out. I'm like, I haven't. They're like, they haven't dropped. Did they cause you any problems? I'm like, man, I'm completely unaware of them until I show up at the dentist and you guys do the x-rays. And I'm like, do I need to get them out? They're like, we can if you just want to have a surgery to get them out. But they're like, at your age, it is unlikely.
Yeah.
That, and I am so grateful for that because no one who's gotten a wisdom teeth out has ever had a great story about the
experience. I thought they had to come out. I guess that you're a rare case because obviously the dentist told you
they just
won't
drop, right? So I think if they break the gum line, it's important to get them out of there. I'm not sure of the whole thing, but with me, they're like, look, man, and the best we can tell by the x-rays, like, you developed them because all human beings, I believe, end up with these, but yours have not moved since we started seeing you, what, like 15 years? Or like, they're not even trying to do anything. Basically, I have lazy wisdom teeth, and I'm very, very appreciative
of
that.
I mean, this was years ago. We were still in Maryland just to get, like, something just felt weird with one of them. And they were just like, just come in next week. We'll take them all out.
They'll just pull one.
Right. I just remember the dentist was like, well, basically in time, almost everybody has to have them out. But I was lucky. I mean, they put me full under.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I had my emergency extraction, the same thing as Miles. I mean, you got the locals, and I didn't care the tools she had to use. I was not prepared for the sound that you hear in your head. So it's like when you plug your ears and talk, you sound louder to yourself. Yeah. So when it's already inside of your head, it's super loud. And then it's nothing but the sound of cracking, and you realize they're breaking bones off of my skull. That is essentially what's going on.
Yeah.
And that kind of made it uncomfortable. Then she showed me the tooth. It looked at that, man, but she showed it to me. I'm like, can I keep it? She goes, no. I'm like, well, it's my tooth. She's like, I know. I said, well, why can't I keep it? And she explained, it's a biohazard.
Infection.
It's like when we remove something from the human body and it's infected, we don't give it to you.
Right. Like, I had that emergency one right ahead of it, a root canal. That's a famous story where I say, I go, Doc, I need more gas. And he's like, there's no nerves. You shouldn't be feeling anything at this point.
Damn. Like, but I'm feeling good.
Right, because he had already done the hard part. It's basically like, can I just have some? That's basically what I was asking for.
Yeah.
Can I just give me a shot?
Here's a funny one for you. Eighth grade Mrs. Adams English class. Okay. I will never forget this. I got an oral book report. Don't remember what the book was. It wasn't the one where I accidentally quoted the fact that I watched a movie.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, because that was not good. Kill a Mockingbird. Blew that one. But so I'm up there giving the oral report. And at the time, I'd just gotten braces.
Okay.
And part of the deal back then, and these are the old metal versions. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, they're cutting up the inside.
Did you have
the mouth.
Saturn ring too, or just the braces?
I just had the braces.
Okay.
But man, they were so rough. You had to kind of pack them with wax. Just so that they wouldn't rub the insides of your cheek. Like, you got a little thing of wax to put in, like beeswax.
Kids have no idea now.
It was horrible. But one of the things that I also had was an overbite. And with an overbite, they used to give you these rubber bands, and you would clip them to the top of your teeth.
Is that what the rubber bands were for?
Yeah, they're for readjusting your jaw.
Because, again, probably about the same age. Like, the kids in my school that had braces, some of them had rubber bands, some of them did not. I never knew why, but okay, now
so
I know.
I get up there and I do my book report. In the middle of my book report, I don't know what the hell I was talking about, but as I'm doing the report, one of the rubber bands decides it's going to let go and it shoots out. Okay?
And you hear it too,
everybody saw it. No, it flies under the Lisa Shuttleworth was. I will never forget this. It hit her in the shoulder and dropped down in her lap, and she's like, "Ew, Everyone saw the damn thing flying. So everyone's just bursting out laughing.
How mortified are you?
I'm just like, oh, man, sorry. You know, so I stop for a second. I go over. I pick it up off of her thigh. And I'm holding on to it while I'm doing my book report. So at the end of the book report, Mrs. Adams, by the way, I'm facing the class. She's sitting at her desk listening to the report.
Yeah.
Now, I still have this on paper. I still need to turn in my I'm just reading off of my written report. Right. But I got to turn that thing in. So at the end of the report, she's like, you know, great job, blah, blah, blah. You know, she knew the book.
Humble brag.
So I walk over and she said something else. And when I'm talking to her, because I guess the tension, the other one flies out and smacks her in the forehead. I mean, in the forehead, dude. Like, ding, pop. And now
I mean, it's mayhem in the classroom. Right. It is absolute, like, no one can keep it together. She actually handed me my other rubber bands. I remember then I went to the bathroom and put it back in. And when I walked back into the class, the entire class burst out laughing again. And I'm just like, man, right. You know, my bad.
You shot her in the forehead.
I shot Lisa Shuttlesworth in the shoulder, and I shot my teacher in the forehead with two separate bands. And one book report.
Damn.
Ding, pow. It's like, man. Like, people were like, they would walk up to me like, don't answer.
Right. Just dodge me. Like,
don't hit me in the face with a freaking rubber band.
Did you get food stuck in there?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, I had a cousin.
I had a water pick, dude.
Yeah, and he had them in there. And I remember once we went to breakfast, and I'm probably exaggerating as I don't remember the time, but it seemed like it was half an hour later. And I was like, what are you chewing on? He's like, sausage like, no. From breakfast?
Yes. Well, my
aunt was stuck in there.
I was lucky. My aunt was a dentist. And that was not very regular at the time to give people water picks.
No, not at all.
So I had this big-ass machine. I mean, just think like anything that's antiquated. It looked much bigger than it needed to be. But it was always sitting in my sink, so my friends came over. They're like, what is that? Like, it's a water pick. Like, can I try it? You know, so everybody was pretty well interested in that, too.
That was like cutting-edge technology, man. Kids now, man, one, you know, we're growing up, how many people called you brace face?
Oh, God.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah, right? Metal mouth, whatever.
I never hear it now, right? The kids get braces. None of the other kids
care.
Well,
four eyes, I mean, think about all
that. You don't get four, nothing, right? Kids now, which is a good thing, but also kids get Invisalign. So my son's telling me that one of his buddies just got braces, right? Because I guess all things that involve the teeth, they just call braces. So this kid comes over, and the kid's like, hi, Mr. Steve. And I'm looking at him, and kid probably freaked out because I'm just staring at his mouth, and I don't see anything. And I'm like, dude, I was told that you just got braces. This is how it comes together. So it's Invisalign, all right? But the way he said it is like, I just got Invisalign. I was like, oh, oh, no. Oh Jesus, dude. Oh, I was like,
now you're like the waitress at Outback.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I would not have known until you, because I can't see him because he's like, you can barely tell that from there. I'm like, yeah, listen, man, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I can tell you got braces. I'm like, but you can't see them.
What was it, seven spices?
That was seven spices of each shape. Yeah, I know.
Kind of maybe she had Invisalign braces.
Yeah, no, she had braces.
Oh, she did. She.
Well, there you go.
Or a lisp. No, you know, it might have just been a lisp.
Right.
Okay. God, that was awful.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I see more adults with braces now, though. And you're right. When I was a kid, it was like
you did not want to get braces. That,
but like, when you see athletes all the time.
Sure.
Like, I know more adults that get them than anybody else.
Absolutely, man. But like I said, with Invisalign, it helps. Looking at this kid like, dude, you can't even tell. Now I got Invisalign, so no one can tell I brace him. I'm like,
yes, his eyes bug out, too. They fucking seem like he's insane.
I think I'm adding that part, but right. I mean, when he started talking to me, I took everything not to laugh. I was like, oh, buddy, because I've known this kid for years at that point. Like,
this is going to be years of this.
Yeah, people can tell, man.
Mr. Steve. How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Just telling, man. I would not have. No one could tell. Like, are you sure?
My guy.
I'm sure. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's rinds room. Said men's line.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I want to say I was like in second grade when this happened. I was riding my bike around my old neighborhood, and I was going down this hill super, super fast. And I just gotten onto like one of those kind of smaller mountain bikes.
Yeah.
Where you can't pedal backwards to brake. And I have never had no experience with one of those. So, my stupid head decided to hit the front brakes and sent me over the handlebars and face first into the pavement, causing me to chip one of my teeth, and it forced my two front teeth inwards.
Oh, so you look like a snake, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, I guess you go home, and will they take you to the dentist, or do they take you to the hospital?
My mom threw an ice pack on it and said, you're good.
Well, I'm assuming they were still your baby teeth, right?
Yes.
Well, that's why. The parents just making the logical decision. They're going to come out anyway.
Yeah, I never care. If my kids had a problem with the baby teeth, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But how about when your when your adult teeth grew in? Did they grow in normally?
No, my adult teeth are still kind of crooked. So sometimes, like they point kind of inwards, almost at like both kind of like a slight 45 degree angle.
Maybe you like bent the root system.
I think that's what I did, but yeah, I remember like the next day when I woke up, I had like a scab all over my face.
With your teeth kind of angled in, do you bite your tongue more than the average person?
I think so, because there are so many times I've bitten my tongue. I don't even know what the average person biting their tongue is.
I'm going to say, when it happens, you're always shocked because you're like, your teeth and your tongue, they have this understanding about who takes what space, so it really annoys people, but maybe once a year?
Well,
maybe?
You've been chewing your entire life. You figure you got this one down like walking, but every once in a while you fall.
Right, you bite your own freaking
tongue. Or you bite the inside of your cheek or whatever the deal is.
Well, how many times do you think you bite your tongue in a year?
Ooh, I would probably say 5.
That's more than most people.
It doesn't seem as high as I thought he was going to say.
Right. I mean, we're almost disappointed, but good for you. It's still more than the average.
What is the science behind the human body and baby teeth? Because there's really nothing else that we reproduce on our body. Is there? Am I losing my mind on that?
It might just be something? The space in your mouth. Although, I'm not sure, but think about it. When you're born, your skull is 5
separate
pieces.
But you already
have
them in there. Like right, the adult teeth are already in your mouth.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No matter what. So why don't you just get those to start?
And the same thing with puppies, though, right?
They have, I feel like most animals just lose teeth.
Do they? I mean,
but if we
cats
lose the teeth now, you can't. It doesn't grow another one.
Right.
I mean, only so sharks, why? I think, regenerate. I mean, you get two sets, right? So you got the baby teeth, and I honestly don't know
why that's.
You know what? Honestly, it might have to do with the fact that you're a mammal and that, in theory, you breastfeed.
I don't know.
Right, and it's just why I don't know if you want adult teeth.
Are we the only animals that have baby teeth?
No.
Most mammals. I just looked it up. Most mammals, including like dogs, cats, have baby teeth.
I'm guessing it's
that
a
fall out
thing.
Replaced by permanent.
See, but I've never seen a tooth from one of my kittens or from a puppy.
I haven't seen it from my cat, but I definitely saw it from the dog.
You did see a tooth.
Yeah, because you know, and puppies, one thing, they're gonna chew and bite on anything that they possibly can, right? That's their go-to, and they're razor sharp, they're tiny. But you would mess with like a rope toys and all that kind of thing, you would find the occasional fang embedded in there. Yeah.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going? Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
We appreciate that.
So my story is actually about my wife. She kind of has this condition. I've never pinned it down, but she basically faints occasionally. It's only happened a couple times, but she was at work at a movie theater, and she fainted while kind of working. She was still trying to work. She stand up, and she basically fell flat on her face, and it knocked her front tooth clean out.
Just one of them?
Just one of them. One of them split her scalp, split her forehead, and Jesus. Knocked her tooth out.
And were you guys already married when this happened?
Not at the time. We were just dating at the time.
How much uglier did she look? And this is no insult, but no one looks better missing a tooth, right? There's just no one on this earth where you take out a tooth and you say, oh, that's what we were looking for.
Nice.
I mean, so when you see her.
It was not a great look.
Do you know what kind of condition she has?
Some type of anemia. Now, I'm sorry. She's only passed out about 5 times. We've been together for like 12 years, and she's passed out like 5 times.
Do you worry about her driving? I mean, do you think she should walk around with a helmet on or when she's swimming?
I worry about her all the time. We actually went to Mexico about a year and a half ago, and she had kind of a faint spell on the plane, and they almost diverted the plane.
Why did they not? Were you like, do not divert this? It's just something she does.
A doctor, there was an actual like military doctor on the flight, and he had stuff with him, and they checked her out and said she was okay.
How long is she out when she passes out?
About 2 or 3 minutes. It's just a couple minutes, and then she's out. But the worst part of the story, worst part of the story is that when the paramedics came, they called, she was at work, so they called the paramedics immediately. Paramedics came, they found the tooth on the ground, rinsed it out, and said, this is going to hurt, and then they shoved it back into her face.
Oh, really did it stick?
Hard.
Did it stick?
It did. It stuck for, it actually was fine for about 2 years.
Wow. And then really? I didn't know you could do that.
Eventually our gums like pushed it back out after about 2 years, but now, it lasted a pretty long time.
Is she having a seizure? Is it related to that, or is it like more of a fainting spell?
No doctor has really been able to pin it down. Like they're not there to see it happen, so they can't really like check her vitals.
Does she tell you it's going to happen before it happens? Is she like, honey, it's coming
usually,
on?
Usually, yeah. She starts to get sweaty and she kind of gets shaky and
she might be smoking crack, brother. That sounds like symptoms of smoking crack.
Hopefully, if she's alone, it gives her enough time now, enough warning where she can actually just sit down somewhere, right?
She usually has about 2 minutes warning. And she just starts not to feel good, and she'll start to get sweaty and hot, and then she kind of learned to kind of recognize that. But earlier on when we were first dating, like, it hadn't happened enough times for her to really recognize the signs. So.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Good times. Crazy stuff.
Our question, how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.